Good morning. It is good to see all of you this morning. Looks like we are missing a few, but I'm sure they will join us in the moments to follow. This morning, I am glad to be with you as we celebrate this Palm Sunday a few days in advance, minus the palms. However, it is good to be here, and we are joined today by Reverend Huff Neal from Main Street United Methodist Church, who has been gracious enough to be my mentor over this last year. He is a graduate of Wesley Seminary, so please do not hold that against him. But he has agreed to come and provide us a blessing and to celebrate with us the sacrament this morning. So this morning I greet you with our gathering words as we stand as we are able. Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Our call to worship this morning is found on page 839 of the United Methodist Hymnal. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God, who has given us light.
Lead the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Amen.
Can we bow our heads in prayer for a moment? Come, Holy Spirit. Come over us, overshadow us, rest on us, lead and affirm us. We celebrate as sent disciples of Jesus, still in earshot of his word. Fill us so we may speak, hear and interpret the good news as baptized community. Keep us ever mindful of the kingdom of God and how it is about justice, peace, and joy in you. As we raise our voices in praise, celebration, and thanksgiving to Jesus our Lord, and even the stones shout, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Endow us with exceptional faith so we may respond with the fruit of obedience to the Father's creative hope, not only this hour, but to the end of the ages. Amen. Our good news this morning is coming out of St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. Hear these words. After Jesus said this, he continued on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As Jesus came to Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there. When you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'Its master needs it.'" Those who had been sent found it exactly as he said. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "Its master needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their clothes on the colt, and lifted Jesus onto it. As Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes on the road. As Jesus approached the road leading down from the Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because all the mighty things they have seen. They said, "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens." Some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, scold your disciples, tell them to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
In our text today, we find a story that we have heard many times. Within the course of our lives, I'm sure that many of us have sat through more than one Palm Sunday service. For many of us, this is nothing new. We have heard the story of Jesus entering the city. We have heard of Jesus riding the donkey. And we have heard the people present crying, "Hosanna, Hosanna." Yet this story still has the ability for us here today to mine it yet again. Let us pray that with God's help, that on this journey, we may celebrate Jesus' entry and the joy of God's salvation being at hand. Will you pray with me? Living and holy God, we come before you, asking that we would be able to hear your words yet again. And I would pray, Lord, that my words would be from you. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I think we are people that know something about expectation. I was in the fifth grade, and we used to always play this game called Around the World. My math teacher loved it because it was a way for us to memorize our multiplication tables. You would start out at one area, and if you were quick enough, when the flashcard came up, you got to move progressively around the room. I remember one day I looked back, and there I was. I was the last one standing. Mr. Lindbergh always gave out gummy bears to the victor. Truly, to the victor goes the spoils. And I found myself on this particular day beating everyone. The time came and I said with great enthusiasm, "Mr. Lindbergh, I'm ready for those gummy bears." I could see the bucket, the white empty pail that had once held ice cream, now held the treasure of the gummy bears. I knew they were there. I could taste them. He had them in his hand. They were right there. Mr. Lindbergh looked at me and said, "Because you assumed there will be no gummy bears." "What?" I cried out. He replied, "I'm afraid I can't meet your expectations. Jesus is not what they expected." I'm assuming that some of you have felt this feeling before, that feeling of complete and total shock, expecting one thing and receiving yet another. Well, this is the story of the people within our text this morning. They have gathered in great expectation their hope, the joy. Jesus has come to drastically change the world. They play the part, that scripted part that they've played many times before. And as many scholars have reminded us, this is not the only triumphal entry within history. But nonetheless, they come with great expectation, expecting great things. Imagine for them a world where Rome no longer has a stronghold over them. No longer will they be second-class citizens. No longer will they be looked down upon. Messiah has come. There is reason to celebrate. There is reason to have great expectation. They lay down their palms, their cloaks, as the Gospel of Luke says. They shout with joy. All of this jubilee, all of this hope. But what? The Messiah is riding on an unridden, untrained, untamed donkey. A donkey that's not even his own. He borrows it, and not a stallion. Expecting the entrance of pomp and circumstance, instead they receive an entrance of a humble servant in an ordinary robe on a donkey, coming seeking a conquering king, and instead they find Pax Christi. To say the least, Jesus is not what they expect. Looking for one thing, Jesus kindly reminds them that he cannot meet their expectations. I know that we are people that often have expectations, and often they go unmet. We have expectations that somehow triumphal entry will solve our problems, that this will serve as a victory over whatever life has put before us, that the king has come, that tax day is gone, that the world has changed, and thanks be to God, student loans are eradicated. The cross is a victory over finances, as Joel Osteen says. We paint Jesus with the brush of our expectation, and in doing so, we paint ourselves into corners, expecting quick fixes and easy answers. We have great expectation of what Jesus' entry into the world should look like, and often it sounds more like conquering king theology and not humble donkey riding servant. Then we find ourselves sitting with deep questions. Why, with Messiah here, are we still suffering? While Jesus does not meet their expectations, God comes with a grand sense of purpose. Jesus does not come with the people's purpose in mind, but comes with God's purpose in mind. Jesus rides on a donkey not as a symbol of war, but of peace. Not a conquering king, but a humble servant. The people expect war. God brings peace. The people expect instant relief. God brings hope in Christ. Jesus comes to show a better way. Jesus rides a donkey that's never been ridden, and instead shows that God is bringing about drastic and new change. Jesus does not look like others, because Jesus is not others. Jesus is different. There's something special about this one. Jesus does not come to conquer, but to bring radical change. Change that is about relationship with God and with the world. Jesus comes so that God's expectation may be fulfilled. While Jesus does not meet their expectation, he does meet their need. Jesus comes so that they might have life and have it abundant. Jesus, in this act of giving, his life brings about a radical sense of salvation and hope that is founded in God and not in human leadership. And today, Jesus still comes. While we gather here for worship, unaware of how the story will change us, Jesus comes into our lives with the purpose of not leaving. Jesus comes to prove that love matters in all forms. Jesus comes to show that peace is possible. Jesus comes to show that God cares, even when we do not feel like it. Jesus comes to show that the empire of the world does not reflect who God is. Jesus comes to bring life when the world demands death. Jesus comes to share humility over pride. Jesus comes with purpose to heal, forgive, and to show a better way. Jesus came to save. Jesus comes to save. Jesus will come again to save. And while we may not understand why there is suffering in the world, Jesus shows us that the kingdom of God has come, and we live in the joy of what is to come, the great already and not yet of the kingdom of God. And our response should be to share in the joy, Not the kind of joy we get when we come downstairs on Christmas morning, but the joy we get when knowing that God is the primary actor, that God knows what is more important than our expectations, God's purpose. Today we come to celebrate at Jesus' table, a table that is about God's purpose and God's provision of what we need, a table that is God's expression of hope, joy, love, and yes, even triumph. Thanks be to God that God did not meet our human expectation, but came with God's purposes in mind. Amen.
Our prayer this morning will be a litany for the church and for the world. During every stanza of the prayer, after that stanza, there will be a time of silent prayer. Following that period of silence and prayer, there will be a refrain. The Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Guide the people of this land and of all nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all the reverence for the earth as your creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as Christ loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We offer these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the glory forever. Amen.
Christ our Lord invites all to his table, all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another in unison. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will.
We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We continue to prepare to come to Christ's table. Please join me in the great thanksgiving. May the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, for you are creator of heaven and earth. In love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and became subject to evil and death, your love remained steadfast. You bid your faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Easter feast, that renewed by your word and sacraments and fervent in prayer and works of justice and mercy, we may come to the fullness of grace that you have prepared for those who love you. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to redeem the world. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in our likeness. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. He took upon himself our sin and death and offered himself a perfect sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivering us from slavery to sin and death and making with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And after supper, he took the cup. Giving thanks to you again, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and drink. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, and so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves this day in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as together we proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of the bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and together we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Friends, the table of our Lord has been prepared, and you are invited to come and receive the gift of God for the people of God. Come receive what God offers you this day. Amen.
Let us pray. Living and holy God, we give thanks for this holy mystery, in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go in the strength of your Spirit to be the body of Christ for the world. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. May you go from this place, not leaning on your own expectations, but in God's provision. Go now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.